This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
So if you listen to this show, you know that Katie's got several fears, but one of which is the open water.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, as she has described, she grew up on boats.
Yeah.
Which makes her sound like a pirate's daughter.
Right.
But you saw a story recently that confirmed that the open water is just no place for us.
It certainly is not.
And tell us what you saw.
When I say a fear of open water, it generally is me physically being in it.
Yes.
Being on a boat felt okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you it's not.
Okay.
A couple dudes in New Zealand, they decide, let's go on a fishing trip. Love it.
Okay.
Just a bunch of bros. They're out in the ocean, having a great time. What happens? But a dolphin jumps out of the water and lands in their boat.
A dolphin does?
A dolphin.
Oh.
Think about how much that could hurt somebody.
Sure.
Fortunately, nobody was hurt. The dolphin did get a little scraped up, but the dolphin weighed about 900 pounds.
Wow.
So not only has it jumped into your boat, now think to yourself, how am I going to get it out?
Yeah, because like typically when this happens, I think most of the time people just keep the fish.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know if you're going to want to hear this. This happens quite a bit.
What do you mean?
Where like a fish jumps out. I know dolphins aren't fish, but where a fish jumps out of the water and lands in the boat. There's like, if you go on YouTube, there's
like big fish.
Yeah. There's like video after video. As long as it's a fish that jumps, like obviously not like a tuna, like that's not going to do
okay.
Anything. That's not going to, but like I've seen several videos of like a swordfish or like a marlin jumping out of the water, and then they land in the boat. And what's scary about that is they've got that big old sword.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me what's scary about
someone.
It.
And then they're just like, and then they swing it around.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
As soon as they get on the boat, they're just like, what have I done?
Oh my God, you could be impaled.
I'm shocked that there's not one of those videos on YouTube. And there's some real close calls.
And I would imagine if it's something even like a swordfish.
Yeah.
You're allowed to fish for swordfish. So
right.
If you want, you could just kill that fish.
Because I think that's what actually happens most of the time is because swordfish, I don't think they weigh 900 pounds, but they probably weigh like four, three.
I don't know. They're
so
big.
So I think what ends up happening is they kill the swordfish.
Sure.
They hit it on the head. Because otherwise, what are you going to do? And then they just go back to shore and like, oh, we caught a swordfish.
Okay, yeah, but you can't
do that with a dolphin.
No.
So how do you even get a dolphin out of your boat? 900 pounds?
So I'll tell you what they had to do. They had to contact some sort of like authority, like ocean authority, where they explained to them that there is a certain harbor. They had to drive the boat an hour out of the way to this conservatory. Is that the right word?
I mean, that's a word.
And then they had the equipment to like hoist the dolphin out of the boat.
An hour, though?
Wouldn't the dolphin dry up? Doesn't it?
They covered it. They covered it with wet towels over and over and poured water on it.
I mean, the good news is dolphins don't like need water to breathe. They need air. So like it was probably, it probably could survive that a fish couldn't, you know?
You're right.
So then what did they, but even, okay.
Yeah, they alerted the New Zealand Conservation Agency.
But then they go an hour.
Yeah.
I guess they're rushing.
Okay,
not
yeah.
like Russian. And I would imagine somebody on the boat had to be like the dolphin whisperer and pet, hey,
yeah.
hey, we're on our way.
Yeah, we're going to be there soon.
You're going to be fine.
Right. GPS says 15 minutes out.
But then, like, once they get their crane, like, what is the process?
They said that they were able to hoist it out using a tractor.
What?
Yeah.
That felt like a Mad Lib. Like, dolphin hoisted out of boat using tractor. You could replace the animal, the vehicle, and then the, you know, something else, and it would make just as much sense as that one. Leopard removed from bus using backhoe.
The guy said that when he called the conservation agency, he said, well, he's stuck in the boat now, so he's coming along for the ride.
That's his boat now. That's right. What I would think.
That's what the guy who owns the boat named the boat after the dolphin.
The boat didn't have a name?
Not all boats have a name.
See, that's why this happened. It's bad. You know this.
No.
It's, as a seafarer.
Whatever you're about to say is wrong.
Then it's bad luck to not name your boat?
No name is not bad luck. Changing the name is bad luck.
Really?
Yep. So if you buy a boat and it already has a name, you got to keep it.
See, Kevin, she knows maritime law.
Yeah. Good thing we have her.
Right?
Good thing we have her.
Good thing.